great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Addie Vollert will step to the free throw line with three ticks over 10 minutes to go here in our ballgame. And the Royals were just trailing a moment ago, are now back up by six. Addie's free throw on the way and good. Addie now is 5 for 6 from the charity stripe, and it's 39-32 Assumption. We're under 10 minutes to go. Sarah Shaw almost picked the pocket that time of Olsen, but Olsen ran it down before Sarah could get there. Dirce now with it on the right wing, back over to Olsen, looking for a screen from Ellinger. Got it, didn't use it very effectively. Turning the corner, put up the shot. Jay Glinski holding her hand straight up, but she got called for the foul, and Trumpy is going to shoot a couple.
Yeah, Royals, fouls are starting to pile up. They're going to have to start being a little more cautious about this. Just under 10 minutes to go. I mean, you got a 7-point lead, but still a lot of ball game.
Free throw on the way and good. 2 for 3 from the charity stripe is Trumpy. She only shoots 45% on the year. So with that stat, she's due to miss. And she did.
Good job, Randy.
And over the back on the rebound. That's going to go against Dirce. That's going to be her third. And that's trouble for the Comets because she's the girl who brings the ball into the front court against the pressure. And she's going to have to take a seat for a few minutes.
Dirce's going to re-Dirce for a moment.
I like it. She is replaced by Abby Hollis.
If she has to sit for a long time, if she picks up another foul real quick, that could be really big trouble for the Comets.
Yeah, foul trouble getting to both teams a little bit right now. It's with 9.5 to go. There's Schooley down low, got that position, but couldn't get the connection this time. Let's see who brings the ball up now into the forecourt for the Comets. They're going to double team. A lot of pressure in the backcourt. Just get it across the timeline. Tellinger. Right baseline we go. Back out on top. That's in the hands of Olsen. Ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball and possession arrow in favor of Albany. Yep. But we'll give him a turnover. You got 20?
5, 10, 15, 20.
Oh, we matched on something.
For once. Not our clothes, thank God. You don't want to look like me.
9:05. Comets throw into the backcourt. A double team. Get the ball ahead to the top of the wheel. Turn the corner. Put up a tough runner. Doesn't go. Rebound volleyballed around. Dug out of there by Claire Nelson. Look out up ahead. Ooh. Nice catch that time by Jake Linsky. And the Royals with the 6-point lead and the ball. 8:45 to go. Sarah Shaw lobbing it and knocked out of bounds. Oh, they'll say last touch by Schooley.
I agree.
So turnover on Assumption. It's their first of the half, I think.
I agree. We agree yet again, Randy. I think the world's ending.
Did Miss Dirce come back into the ball game? She did. So they only gave her about a 30-second blow there, and she's back on the court. And she immediately takes it into the front court. Gets it ahead to Trumpy, and she does the exact same move where she takes it on the baseline, goes to the basket, draws the foul. And it'll be on Anna Schooley, her second. And all of a sudden, the team foul grows up to 5. So Trumpy, again, 2 free throws. And her first one is good. And again, if statistics hold true, she should miss this one. See if the stats are right. She takes a big breath. Gives it 5 dribbles on the way. Missed it. So the stats hold. Look out from behind Addie Vollert. She takes it to the Oriole at the top of the wheel and then goes on the right side to Shaw. Claire Nelson, left side, Vollert. Back on top to Schooley. And a ball above her head. She's looking as she goes over on the right side to Claire Nelson. Back around, lob underneath, Sarah Shaw, up and go.
Got it.
Good backdoor pass, caught. Sarah with 10 points here in half number 2. She had 2 at the break. We just knew that wasn't going to stay. And the Royals now by 7 with 7:55 to go.
Ooh, nice dribble.
Crossed it over right in front of Sarah Shaw, who doesn't want to reach. And we're going to get a timeout by Coach Dosher, who's saying, we got to do more than just dribble it for 10 seconds. Yeah, I think he's going to want, he's going to check, do I have a 30 or a full? He's not
sure.
No
more 30, he's got fulls. Got
to use a full. We'll use a full with him. Back from Hartford Union in 60 seconds.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
WIRI Nakusa.
The co-op team of Albany Monticello will have possession of the basketball as we come out of that timeout. Royals leading it by 7 with 7:46 to go. We're going to run 4 out by half court and just simply inbound it to Dirtchie. Alana with the dribble against Jay Glinski. Picks up the dribble. Goes on the left side. Bounce it down inside. There's that move once again by Trumpy. Back out. 3 ball on the way. Splash it. For Avery Briggs, that's only their second 3 ball of the night. And just like that, the lead is down to 4. Sarah Shaw has it on the left wing. Anna Schooley comes out on top. She's just inside the arc. Back over to Schooley. And Bollert now, around on the left side. Anna has it again. Jordan J. Glinski, top of the wheel, right side. Claire Nelson for 3, hard off the bracket, no. Schooley got the long rebound, however. Over to Jay Glinski. She'll drive back out to Schooley. Not a lot of offensive rebounds for the Royals tonight, but that was a good one.
Yeah,
and a big one. We are under 7 minutes to go. Claire Nelson to Anna Schooley. Straight away. 3 ball on the way. Oh! It was halfway down. It was hanging on the front of the rim, and it fell off. Usually when you get a double O from Michael and I, it's good, but not that time. Could you tell by the inflection in our voice it wasn't a happy O? So the Comets got the rebound. They're in the forecourt, working the perimeter against the 2-3 zone of the Royals this time. Dirtchie with a little bit of a dribble penetration and then knocked out of bounds by Sarah Shaw with those long, quick hands.
One thing I do want to touch on is these girls from Assumption, they played in big games like this in several sports, volleyball, softball, basketball, a couple of tennis. These big moments, they're used to. Albany Monticello, we're going to see what they're made out of right here.
Dribble by Hollis as she tries to go back door, and it's poked away by the Royals. Jump ball, possession arrow, Assumption. Turnover number 21 on the Comets. And Molly Olson, along with Avery Briggs, will be the two people that'll pressure in the backcourt. Get it into Bollert, and it's just a basically one-on-one, making Bollert bring it up the court. Addie crosses the dribble, calling out two, gets it across the timeline. Goes on the left side, into the hands of Schooley. Back over to Bollert, right down by the student body. Ball's loose underneath. Smits can't catch it. She didn't quite, never got to her. And we're going to get a bump going the other way.
Bollert.
And that's going to be on Addie, and that's going to be number 3 on her. 5:50 to go. Royals by 4. Team falls pretty even here in half number 2. 6 on Assumption, 5 on Albany. Dirtchie into the front court. Addie almost picked it from behind. She knocked it loose, but she couldn't get to it before it went out of bounds. So we'll keep it under the basket from the right side as the players and we see it on the court. And Huss high above Hartford Union Auditorium here. In the top row. Good seats, eh, buddy?
Yeah. Really nice.
There it is inside once again to Trumpy. She does a good job working down low. She has to kick it back out this time, though. Hollis going to let a 3-bomb fly, and it's good. Abby Hollis, she's got 2 baskets, both of them 3 balls. one in each half, and it's 41-40. Don't expect it to be anything different than this going down the stretch.
Not in a game like this.
Vollard on the right side. Around to Schooley. Anna goes left side, Claire Nelson. All five starters on the court for the Royals right now. Jay Glinski, right side, Schooley. Lob it again, back door, Vollard, put it up, and good this time. It wanted to come off, but it stayed in. And Assumption's lead is three. And then there's a reach in from behind. Little bit of a touch is going to go against Addie Vollert, and they could ill afford to lose her. And now it's a one-and-one situation up and coming for Durchie. She shoots 77% from the free throw line on the year.
0 for 1 on the night.
Now 0 for 2 as Anna Schooley goes high for the rebound. Addie now into the front court. Going to have to be careful even on offense so she doesn't push off or pick up an easy, silly one. Because we still got 4:45 to go. Schooley, top to Nelson. Claire goes left side to Vollard. On top to Jay Glinski. Right side, Claire. They pounded a few times. Over to Sarah Shaw. Fake the three. Dribbles it once. Vollard right side. Ball above her head. Shaw, within 12 feet of the basket, doesn't take it. Royals patiently running their offense with 4:15 to go. Straight away, Jay Glinski. She hit the three, but wipe it out. And they're going to call an
offensive foul on Schooley.
They're going to say she set a moving screen, and that's going to be the third on Anna.
That's a turnover as well.
So that's number 9 on the Royals. And instead of that three ball going and being a 6-point lead, we keep it at 3 with 4 minutes to go. Dribble penetration by Durchie. She stops and leaves it into the hands of Hollis. A little skip there again. Turning the corner. On the side is Olsen. Hollis, long three. Wide left. Long rebound. Put up and in by Durchie. The 5'8 senior with 10 points now. And Assumption's lead is 43-42 with 3:35 to go in the sectional final. The winner to Green Bay. Sarah Shaw baseline. Back around to Claire Nelson. Off the glass and in. First two for Claire Nelson. And a timeout going to be taken by the Royals. They want just a 30. We do too. Back with more from Hartford right after this.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Try their fresh, made-to-order dishes like their cheese curd burger or chicken kebab, wrapped all with authentic Mexican twist. Then make room for dessert with homemade pies, cakes, or flan. Your meal should be a fiesta in your mouth, so don't settle for anything less. Grab a bite at El Cafe, open Tuesday through Sundays at 221 Market Avenue, Port Edwards.
Well, with 7 minutes and 46 seconds to go, the Royals had a 7-point lead. And now with 3:25 to go, the lead is down to 3. And the ball is in the hands of Albany Monticello. They have to go length of the court. They do get the ball inbounds. Let's see how much pressure the Royals put on with Vollard having 4 fouls. And Sarah Shaw with 3. Anna Schooley with 3. And an offensive foul now going to be called on a moving screen. On Albany's Trumpy, that'll be her third personal. Sixth team foul on Albany. And from now on, the Royals will be shooting free throws.
It's getting to be crunch time. 3:13 to go, Randy. 3-point lead. Now a little bit of a press by the Comets.
They clear it out and just let Addie bring it up straight up the near sideline. She gets across the timeline, spins it around. She's hounded out there by Briggs. Right side, Schooley. Nelson ball above her head on top of the wheel. Vollert around to Schooley straight away. Thought about the three, thought better of it. Jay Glinski, soon as she catches it, they're all over her. They just don't want to let her get away for a three. Sarah Shaw has it, top of the wheel. Right side, Jay Glinski. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Jay Glinski gets hit on the arm a little bit, almost a steal, and it is. It poked it away. They're going the other way and lay it up and lay it short. And the rebound knocked out, I think, by the Royals.
Yes, I'd agree.
So with 2:29 to go. Boy, I'm really shocked that Chumpy missed that one. She had a pretty good look.
As Coach Klein says, layups are hard.
It was hard for her on that one. She missed a wide open
look.
I'll
say it for
look.
Both teams. That's something that Coach Klein always talks about.
Oh. Boy, inbounds almost went right through the hands that time of Briggs. But she was able to get it and reload the offense. Olsen with it. 2-3 zone by the Royals. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Assumption by three. Ball on the right wing. That's Olsen with it. She's going to try to go inside. Jump stop. Goes right side. Durche for the tie. Got it. Elena Durche. Her first 3-point of the ball game. We're tied at 45 with 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go and a timeout taken by Coach Klein. He wants a 60. So do we. Back with an exciting finish right after this.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mankey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mankey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mankey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Well, let's set the stage for you. Buck 57 to go. Score knotted at 45. The winner goes to state. The winner has a loser has a nice season. Royals basketball right at the end of their bench between Coach Klein and the scorer's table. And a schoolie catches it from Annie Vollert. See what they run for a set play here coming out of the TO. Jay Glinski behind the arc. Goes to Schooley. Anna ball above her head, right side Nelson. Looking for a backdoor cut, can't find Sarah Shaw. Go around to Jay Glinski instead. Minute 35 remaining. Sarah Shaw catches on top of the wheel. Right side Vollert. Now on top to Schooley. Sarah Shaw left side. Jab step, pounds the pavement, goes to the top to Vollert. Minute 20 remaining. Jay Glinski. Right side, he'll go to Claire Nelson. Royals patient. If they can get a cutter open, they'll take it. If they won't, they'll just take their time. And Coach Klein says, that's good. We just ran it down to a minute and eight. And we got rid of about 45 seconds or so. And we still have the ball. Now, if you keep running that offense, you can just wait for the last shot, right? Don't give the other team the opportunity to score. It's one of the options. The other options is to shoot. If you score, you put the pressure on them. So lots of choices, right?
Yep.
That's why the birthday boy gets all the big bucks.
That's right. That's right. You know, that's just, if you do wait for the last second, you shoot, you make it, you're a hero. You don't, or if you just rush it, you don't make it, well, then you got to play some good defense and don't foul. And if you foul, you better make your next couple shots because this is getting to be it.
Yeah, one of the last things you want to see happen is you take a shot at the end, miss it, and get called for a over the back on a rebound and walk the other end and shoot free throws with like 2 seconds left.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this goes. I'm partial, you're partial. You know, we both want to see the Royals take care of business. But minute eight, couldn't ask for much better of a game. Very well played game on both sides.
So the Royals now will inbound it right below us, right in front of their student body friends who have been standing all night long. Doing a great job cheering on Assumption. The inbounds goes to Schooley. That's always maybe the hardest part. Just get that ball inbounds. Vollert on top, Jay Glinski to the left elbow with the left-hand dribble. Now goes right side, Claire Nelson. We're down to 59 seconds. Claire's got it on top. She'll hand it off to Anna. Back over to Jordan. Jordan on the left wing with 50 seconds. Royals running their offense. Schooley on the right side. Anna goes back on top to Sarah Shaw with 43 seconds. Claire, left side. Right side, Vollert. Shaw, Schooley works her way down. Off the glass, too hard. Rebound to Albany with 30 seconds to go. Kind of got the look they wanted. They got it on the block where Anna's been very successful tonight. Just wasn't able to get it there. Now Durche in the forecourt, and Coach Dosher going to call a timeout with 23 seconds to go. And Albany Monticello with the basketball. Wee-haw, huh?
Yeah, this is what it's supposed to be about. 23.4. If you can get a steal. If you can get a steal, might be in business. But, again, just want to...
Speaking of business.
Yeah, speaking of business. Again, we do want to give a big thank you out to our sponsors here. Econ Electric, you know, just a big sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. And, of course... Big thank you to Greenway RV, my neighbor down the road.
They got on board.
Yeah, they just got on board, so it's good for them to come in. And but if you have a business that would like to bring these games, hopefully a trip to the Resch or some spring sports, give the office a call. They'll talk to you, Pam and Ashley. They'll talk to you, see what they can do for you.
So there's 23.4 seconds still to go here in the sectional final with the trip to the Resch Center on the line. And Albany, boy, I'd be shocked if they don't go for a last second shot.
Yeah, I think this is destined for the OT, barring some big mistakes.
Unless the Royals can get a steal here and a turnover. That would be sweet. So the ball will be inbounded from the sideline, bounced into Durche. Durche goes against Jaglinski with 18 seconds. Dribbling it out there with 15 seconds. With 13 seconds. Now she's going to turn and go to the basket. Put up a layup and got it. 7 seconds. Timeout. Royals trying to get a timeout. They got it. They got it. The basket is good. The Comets lead by 2. Royals got the timeout with 6 seconds to go.
What do you say, Randy?
I'd say Miss Durche did a good job. They gave it to the senior. They let her just drive it to the basket, and she's able to take it in. And 6 seconds is a lot of time, but also if you get pressure, it goes really quickly.
Yeah. So, I mean, do they pressure and foul them and say one-on-one? I mean, if they're smart, that's what they do, right?
No, I don't think so, because that would give them a chance to tie. I think you just play tough defense and see if they – if they make a shot, kudos to them. If you can play tough defense for 6 seconds, you go to state.
Yeah, right after I said that, I realized it was only a two-point game, not a three.
Yeah. Yeah, if it had been a three-point game,
yeah,
then you think about fouling, because then they shoot the 2 free throws and still be down by 1. That can backfire 2, make 1, and then tip it out and get a 3 and win. But 47-45. The Royals were up 41-34 at the 7:46 mark. And since that time, have been outscored 13-4.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the Royals have set up here. Probably looks like they might get it into Sarah Shaw. We might just try to take it length of the court, huh?
Yeah, they're going to do
here we go.
Yep.
The inbounds, nope. They're going to give it to Addie Vollert with 4 seconds. Try to get it up ahead, tipped out of bounds. Did they say last tipped or touched at all? Yes. Just tipped by Albany with 1.3 to go.
It's going to be a pass in the shoot.
How about a corner catch, 3-bomb for the win, and a trip to state. Here we go. Vollert will inbound it. Looking, try to get inside, tie up, no whistle.
There you go.
Buzzer sounds, and the Comets of Albany Monticello have upset the Assumption Royals by the final of 47-45, and the dream season comes to a close here in Hartford. Michael and I have some numbers to add up for you.
Oh.
We'll send it back to our studio. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one Q making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Q's in Rice Lake is the oldest pool Q maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most Q making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Are you a military veteran? Did you serve in a war, campaign, or expedition on foreign soil or water? Were you on active duty in the National Guard or a reserve force? If this is you, Wisconsin Rapids Buckley Baldwin, Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534 would like to meet you and honor you. They meet every month on the third Thursday at 6 p.m. for fellowship at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. If you have any questions, please call 715-600-0401. You can join as a member of the Veterans Service Organization that does so much to secure the benefits and recognition for veterans and their families and supports the communities we call home. Join the VFW today and thank you for your service.
Now back here at Hartford Union, where they are handing out the medals to the Assumption Royals right now, who came up just a bucket short here tonight. Nice job by the Comets coming back. They trailed it by seven with 7 minutes and 46 seconds to go and fought all the way back. Royals missed an opportunity to take the lead in the final 30 seconds, and the Comets capitalized, took a timeout, got it to their best player, none, obviously, Miss Alana Durchie, and the senior took it to the basket, laid it in, and with 6 seconds to go, Royals weren't able to get a shot off and come up 2 points short, 47 to 45. So they continue down the bench as the Royals get their medals and congratulate one another. Lots of tears and hugs, of course, as you would expect here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up just that close and that short from a trip to Green Bay next week, Friday.
Now you feel bad for, obviously the two seniors, with Lydia Smits and Kendall Dillman. You feel bad for Kendall. She didn't get even a chance to play. You know, this is it without even being able to play. You know, it's too bad.
And you just know what a difference she makes and would have made in this ball game as well, just with her presence out there and her scoring as well. But unfortunately, she did get injured, and that's just part of sports as well.
It's part of life. You know, you're not always going to get the win. You're not always going to have everything go your way. You're not always going to get the outcome you want. And sometimes I'm not, you know, no one likes seeing a loss. No one likes it. But sometimes you can learn a little more about yourself, about life with a loss than you can winning all the time. So, I mean, it's, I don't like seeing it end. You know, I wish we were going to Green Bay next week and bringing our wonderful listeners the game. But you know what? Just wasn't meant to be.
Hats off to Albany. Last year they went to state, came up short in the semifinals, and now they teamed up with Monticello, and back they go again this year, ranked number four in state. And they were also a number one seed in their half of the sectional, so kudos go out to them. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics here tonight. First of all, for Derek Dosher's Comets of Albany Monticello. And they were led in scoring by the girl who made the game-winning basket, who's getting a hug right now from her coach, Alana Durchie. She finished up with 15 points after only having 4 points in half number one. After that, it was 11 for Delana Trumpy. She had a good second half. She just took the ball hard to the basket. When they were down by seven, she took the control a little bit there, went to the hoop, drew the foul, and ended up getting some big baskets and free throws for the Comets. Nobody else in double digits for Albany. 7 points for Avery Briggs, 6 for Abby Hollis, 5 for Anna Ellinger, who they just announced. She had all 5 in the first half, didn't score in the second half, and a 3-ball for Molly Olson. They were only 4 for 10 from the free throw line, and it's one of those things they'll want to clean up when they get down to state next week.
Yep.
And they turned it over 21 times. But with that said, they did a pretty good job of handling the pressure of the Royals.
Yeah, it was. They did something that I really didn't expect them to do. I don't think you expected them to handle it very well. They did something that no one's really been able to do this year, and that's handle it. So, I mean, you know, congratulations to the Comets. They did something that no one's really been able to do yet this year, and did it against about as full strength of a Royals team as they could be. So it's have to tip my hat to them. They did a great job.
Take a look at the individual and team statistics for the Assumption Royals. They had 2 players in double digits, as did Albany. 12 for Sarah Shaw. She came back with 10 points in half number 2. 11 points for Addie Vollert. 9 for Jordan Jaglinski, the sophomore, just 1 point off of double digits, and she had 3 3 bombs behind her name. 8 points for Anna Schooley. 3 points off the bench for Lydia Smits, and 2 points for Claire Nelson. Royals much better from the free throw line tonight. They were 8 for 11 as they shot 73%. They only turned it over 10 times, and early in that ballgame, they had about 7. So after that, they only turned it over like 3 more times after that.
Yeah, the Royals did everything they could defensively. They did everything that they could offensively, not turning the ball over or anything foolish like that. That just unfortunately wasn't their night, and you have those from time to time.
Yeah, and just one of those games that, boy, it's a shame somebody had a come up short, because it was tied with 6 seconds to go.
Yeah, it was. And that's, as you said, Randy, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose. It's too bad it's the Royals. They've done so well. They've overcome a lot. But, they've only lose 2. Only one that's really played a significant amount of the season, and that's Smits. It does hurt losing. It does really hurt losing Kendall. But that entire roster is coming back. And this is something that it's gonna turn over. They're gonna stew on a little bit, and I think they're gonna be all the better for it next year.
So unfortunately, it's gonna bring to an end the winter sports season here on FM 105.5 WIRI. Got a little update from Don Chesbrough, who did his outstanding job per usual. With 3 minutes to go, the Pittsfield Panthers losing to Lena. Lena got a really good center. She's a 6'1" girl, and she's got a college career ahead of her as well. So the Royals not going to have an opportunity to see her in real life, but of course you get an opportunity to either head over to Green Bay yourself or always watch the games on WIAA from usually Channel 9 up in the Wausau area. So
yeah,
it's always a fun week. This is always one of the funnest days of the year. We said that before, but it truly is. You got boys regional finals. You got girls sectional finals today. You got
Team
the state wrestling,
hockey.
Hockey's going
gymnastics.
On.
Gymnastics.
It's what a day, huh?
Yeah. But guess what, Randy? Track starts tomorrow.
Yeehaw.
Track practice starts tomorrow. So there's no rest. There's no waiting. Some of these kids, they might be given a week off, but they're going to be getting right back out into the gym or on the softball diamond or wherever they're going. And they'll get back to work.
And you know what? This Assumption softball team is going to be mighty good, too.
They're going to be scary good. I mean, they lost a bit, but they are returning a lot. It'll be nice to see them back down to the Goodman Diamond and see if they can bring back another trophy.
You know, anytime you got good pitching in high school softball, you got a chance to go far, and they got good high school pitching.
Yeah, and they've been blessed with it. Last year they had 3 excellent pitchers. They lost one of them. I mean, a Division I, Ava Schill. She's having a good spring so far for Green Bay, UW-Green Bay, that is. But they've got 2 really good ones, Anari Kavanaugh and Macy Vollert. So, I mean, Dana Schooley there, Claire Nelson, Lydia Smits, Jordan Jaglinski's another one. So, I mean, there's some very good athletes going to be taking that diamond for the Lady Royals. Baseball team's going to be all right. Track, they've got a really good runner there with Thomas, Bella Thomas, state champion, couple medals to her name, school records. I mean, there's a lot to be optimistic about coming this spring for the Assumption Royals.
So we want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors who allowed us to do this all season long, football and basketball, and hopefully a little bit of spring sports as well. Don Chesbrough for stepping in and filling in. We always appreciate having Don, as he does a great job for us. So for Michael Comer, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Assumption Royal Basketball here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Bye. you know. Mama was no prude, but she was proper. Never wore her dress too short. She didn't care if you did, but she'd have never taken a drink. Grandma Kate did the best she could to see Mama grew up right, so she'd be fitting one day for courting and to wear some gentleman's ring. I wish I'd known the man a little better to turn my mama on. He was always laughing and sang the right sweet song. I wish I'd known the man a little better to turn my mama on. Must have been a heck of a man, 'cause mama was a lady, don't you know. I hear he came to town one day in a rusty old 49 Ford, selling lady shoes and assorted greeting cards. He was killing good looking and easy to like and turning all the ladies' heads. But he saw Mama first, and Lord knows how some of them traveling me now. I wish I'd known the man a little better to turn my mama on. He was always laughing and sang a right sweet song. Don't you know? Mama seemed to forget the things that Grandma Kate had always told her. She ran away one night with a traveling man. They bought gas at Reader's truck stop and drove to DeSoto County. But he brought her home with a ring upon her hand. Mama's told me how the fever took him when I was barely five. But I remember him pitching me up and catching me. And I love to sit and listen to her tell me about my daddy. She says he thought the sun was surely rising, said to me. I wish I'd known the man a little better to turn my mama on. Must have been a heck of a man, 'cause mama was a lady, don't you know.
Don't you know? After work, me and the boys go down to Kelly's and we'll make some noise. Feed that old jukebox and play some air guitar. Well, and there's nothing wrong with shooting the pool and having some fun and acting the fool. But this time I won't be going where they are, 'cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about it is making me crazy all day long. I've been dreaming of holding her tight. She's ready for some R&R, something to take her mind off everything. Champagne and a box of candy, a dozen roses might come in handy to help loosen up those apron strings. 'Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about her is making me crazy all day long. I've been dreaming of holding her tight. tonight.
Hi, this is Dwight Yoakam.
Pay rent on a rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own. I pay the rent, pay it right on time. Baby, I pay you every single dime from my heart. The heart that you own. Used to be I could love here for free, way back before you bought the property. Now I pay daily on what once was mine. Lord, I probably owe you for these tears that I cried. 'Cause I pay rent on a rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own. Keeps a hand on the gun, can't trust anyone. I was so sure what I needed was more. Tried to shoot out the sun. The days when we raced, we flew off the page. Such damage was none. But I made it through, 'cause somebody knew I was meant for someone. So girl, leave your boots by the bed. We ain't leaving this home to someone.
put your fate to the test when I tore off your dress in Richmond on high. I sobered up, I swore off that stuff forever this time. And the old lover sang, I thought it'd be me who helped him get home. But home was a dream, one that I'd never seen till you came along.
Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Wasn't for love, you'd still be my friend, and I still put my heart in.
call the fan line. Thanks for your comments and stories. 800-889-2221. From Country Legends 24/7. From 105.5 FM.
Cheating, I don't blame you for walking away. I know where you're coming from. It sounds like where I've been. Oh, there I go, interrupting your story once again. Go on. Saying how a fool can only fool you so long. It's true, it's so true. When they do you like that, what else can you do but go on? High conversation won't change nothing, but it's sure nice to talk with somebody who's been cut out of the same old cloth. You know how you said happiness can't be found looking back. If you don't mind, maybe we can talk. Saying this is better than sitting at home. It's true, it's so true. When they do you like that, what else can you do but go on? Even when you see no reason to, don't wait to live life, cause it so true. When they do you like that, what else can you do but go on?